We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. I give you all. Oluwa, we give you all the glory. 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 Praise God, praise God. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God. We give you, all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Father, what a mighty God.
I can face tomorrow
because it is of there is God, because I know He holds my future. My life is one and it is just because it is, because it is. I can face tomorrow because Jesus is our very God. Very God. Because I know, God is my God. My life is one, I live in just. Oh, yeah, as we learn to get to see. Oh, yeah, hey, you need my mom. Talk to my mom.
In this year 2020, open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself.
Father, please, I thank you, Lord, for my family in this year 2020. Open your heart and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Aha! Pray. Pray for you and your family in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for ever you have helped me in the name of Jesus. Many water have passed under the street. In every nation of the world, they bury somebody. Why is it not you and I? It's because of God's protection upon us. Lift up your voice. I'm going to thank God. Father, I thank you for your protection. Your hand of protection upon me and my family. Father, we thank you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, every principality, every power in my environment, assigned to hinder my prayer, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Enemy that combine themselves together in order to ruin your life. If your amen is loud, I as they gather, they shall scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus, as they gather, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, as they gather, they shall scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every network of witchcraft, aside to ruin my life, you are a liar. Network of witchcraft that want to ruin your family. Network of witchcraft that want to ruin your destiny. Network of witchcraft that want to ruin your children's life. Oh yeah, they say, be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. They shall be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. There is somebody here. We need to pray against what I call end of year tragedy. End of year tragedy is a dangerous thing that the enemy put in motion in order to spoil good things that's about to happen in your life. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, end of year tragedy. Designed for me and my family. Holy Ghost fire. Scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Scatter, scatter, scatter. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. End of year tragedy. Prepare for your children. End of year tragedy. Prepare for your wife. By the year tragedy. For your grandchildren. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. That's it. Pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. I pray for somebody here. Whoever has been contracted to investigate your movement in the spirit realm. I don't care who the person is, but I decree by the mandate of heaven, anyone that goes from one altar to the other, with your names on your picture, or the names of your family member, in order to cause sorrow in the end of this year, if your amen is loud, they shall father, they shall be scattered, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray this all out and clear. Say, arrow of untimely death. Designed for me and my family. Fire! Pray. Oh, yeah, send the arrow back to sender now. In the name of Jesus, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, send it back, 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 send the arrow back, send the arrow back. Aha! Pray. Arrow of untimeliness. In the name of Jesus, open your water, pray. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah, go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, open your water, go back to sender. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, battles appearing in my life. Whenever I'm moving forward in destiny, there is somebody that needs to pray against a prayer. There is always a particular dream that you always have. There is a battle that springs up in the spirit. Each time you are about to move forward, I beg you in the name of Jesus, lose your temper as you pray that prayer. Say, battles that always spring up. Each time about to move forward in destiny, you are a liar. Command the battle to die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There is somebody here. Although the month is almost end, but you are overdue for a certain level of miracle. I decree to somebody here, as the Lord liveth, before 31st of October, the miracle that will silence your mocker, the miracle that will silence your friends, the miracle that people will hear and say, ha, it can only be. If it's out, receive it now. Receive it. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. You are going to turn into prayer. Say this one loud and clear. Say, blessing from unexpected quarters. My life is available. Ha! Show yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray. If I would say the blessing of the Lord is the one that is rich and add no sorrow, open your mouth and pray that prayer.
blessing from unexpected contacts. My life is available. Oluwa, let it look at me. Let it look at me. Let it look at me. Open your mouth. Father, let the blessing look at me. In the name of Jesus. Let the blessing look at me. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. A particular anointing is going to drop upon you before the end of this service. And the anointing will move you forward by fire. In the name of Jesus, it will move from glory to glory, from valley to the mountain. In the name of Jesus, now receive it, now receive it, now receive it. Say, I receive it, now receive it, now receive it, now receive it, now receive it. In the name of Jesus, a seven for the man. Amen, 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 amen. Aha! You are going to pray like this. Say, every yoke in my life that is due to die, but they refuse to die. Your time is up. Die. The problem must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The problem must die. The problem must die. Wait. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray, in the name of Jesus. Ah, pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. This person, there's somebody here tonight. The battle that you've prayed and faced is what you're about to face. And you are what you are facing right at the moment. I beg you in the name of Jesus, this next prayer. Deal with the battle. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers that dealt with my parents and is now searching for me and my family. Ha! You are a liar. I shall never go through what my brother went through. In the name of Jesus, every suffering they went through, I will not go through it. In the name of Jesus, you better pray for yourself. Help yourself in prayer. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will not go to it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. 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 In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. The Bible says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So this next prayer you are about to decree. That's something that you pray about. That's something you decree. Decree is that I am so sure. Just hear the law. It's what's happened to my life. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I decree and I declare. I shall not die before the miracle, my miracle appear. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die before my miracle appear. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die before my miracle appear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. I shall not die before that sister is not paying it. You are not paying it. You are not paying that prayer. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die before my miracle appear. In the name of Jesus, I shall be glorified. In Jesus, they will pray. I pray for somebody here that the power that say you will be in the grave when your miracle appear, you can also to recover. I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray this prayer on Tuesday, and I think we need to pray one more time now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are going to pray this one to yourself. Beloved, there are some old battles that you fought. And the battle have been won by the Lord. But the enemy went to go and reactivate the battle. And they now bring you back to your life. You are going to pray. I don't know who this one is for. But you are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, old battles that's threatening to waste my life. Before I finish this prayer, scatter! Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. All battle that is in my life that the Lord has given it and the enemy is bringing it back. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Ah, makasa mama mama. Rekese telebos. Open your mouth, baby. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. The Bible says, "Why do the Eden rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" Ah, there are some people that are thinking evil about you. Each time they hear about your name like this, they are thinking. The Bible says, "Psalm 2." Why do the Eden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? He said, the king of the earth has set himself and the rulers have taken set together against the Lord and the city's anointed, saying, the Lord shall break their bounds. I decree today, every gathering of the wicked against you, against your family, against your children, against your marriage, against your business, against your job, God will break them to pieces tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, he that seated in heaven, this is God, shall laugh, and the Lord shall laugh them into the result. Ah, you are going to pray this next prayer. We are going to move to the level of prayer to achieve our children now. Shout the word loud and clear. Say, silent enemies. Silent battles. Attacking me silently. You are a liar. Die! Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. My sister, pray that prayer. Silent enemies. Silent battles in my life. Da, 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 da. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say thank you, Jesus. This next session is to pray for our children. Listen to the instruction very well. If your children are not with you, no problem. Thank God you know their names or probably you have their picture. Please make, we are going to be speaking this word of prayer one by one into their lives. And if you are here tonight, you are still believing God for fruit of the womb. I can always say, please just lay your hands on your belly button. You and your husband anywhere, just lay your hands in your I begin to say, oh, the children that I'm going to give back to, you shall not die. You pray for yourself. And they pray for the children there to go. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any power that wants me to regret over my children. There is a sister that need that prayer seriously. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I beg you don't joke with this prayer. Say, any power that wants me to regret over my children. You are a liar. I'm going to say, any power you want my prayer to regret over me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Da, 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 da. In name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. You shall not regret over your children. You shall not regret over your children. Open your mouth and pray. My sister, pray that prayer. This is the time you have been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray. God is here. He will do what he wants to do. In the name of Jesus. Aha! That is the prayer point. You will not regret. 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 You shall not regret over your children. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. I say you will not regret over the children that God has given to you. You will not shed tears over them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Joseph Peter Malavide, I will not regret over you. In the name of Jesus. I will not regret over you. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. You want to pray like this. Say, every power assigned to bury the glory of my children. You are a liar! The power that want to bury the glory of my children. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, help yourself to that, mommy. Help yourself to that, daddy. In the name of Jesus, help yourself to that. In the name of Jesus. Ah, hey, in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number two prayer point for the children. And number three, sorry. So we are going to mention the name of the children. If the name of your children is Jan Shegu, mention Shegu, you will now make a prophetic declaration. You will decree, like in Ezekiel did, in Ezekiel 37, he decreed. He said, thus hear the Lord. That's how you're going to do to your children. So you are going to shout the name of the children, and you now make a prophetic decree. I decree and I declare, you will not go to the grave before me. That's a prayer point. Very powerful and wonderful prayer point. There are so many children that died before their children. That will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. You are going to mention the name of your children. I declare, you shall not go to grave before me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your children. To Saint Peter, Paul, and Philip, in the name of Jesus, I decree you will not go to grave before me in the name of Jesus. You will live a good old age in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your destiny. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Yes. Help yourself tonight. Ma rasata la mama. Resonte le brosse de mama. Zekete le mo. Ma sata la mama. Zekete le mama. Ma zuta la mama. Zekote la mama. Every mama. Ma rusekete mo. In Jesus. We are praying. I decree to somebody's life here. Any parent struggling to sustain their children. Any parent that each time they remember the name of their children and they are bitter in their spirit. I decree by the mandate of heaven. Heaven will step into your case tonight. In the name of Jesus, God be carrying you and your responsibility. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let your
name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We are praying. We are still praying for them. I beg you all, just listen very carefully. You don't need to unmute yourself, just listen to me. Shout this one loud and clear again. We are still praying for your children. You are going to say like this. Say, I missed. Amen. Don't unmute yourself. Just continue listening to me. Praise God. God is in my life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's it. Amen. You are going to pray. See any step that the enemy is taking to ruin the destiny of my children. Scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Any step they are taking to ruin the destinies of my children. Oh, yeah, scatter in the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Any step the enemy is taking to ruin the glory of my children. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. And this time the enemy is taking to frustrate the glory of my children. Oh, you scatter now. In Jesus' name, we pray. This is prayer. It doesn't matter the age of your children, whether they are married or not, it doesn't matter. But there is a prayer I want everybody to pray. And I believe if you are parent or parent to be, you will love to pray that prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the time my children are ready to marry, they will not marry their enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. It was the land that wasted the life of Samson. Despite the glory that Samson brought to life, open your mouth and pray. It was the land that wasted his life. Open your mouth and pray. My children will not marry their enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not marry their enemies. Open your mouth and pray. Mommy, daddy, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. You are praying for your children. In the name of Jesus, they will not marry their enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here. any power using crystal ball to monitor the life of your children. And they are now waiting for a particular day to cause sorrow in your life. Because you joined the prayer tonight, every arrow that they have fired to your children's life, if your ever is loud, shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. It shall go back to sender. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. Every successful person, they are the ones that see their children do good in life. Elijah was a successful man. Why? Because the spiritual children, child, Elisha followed him. And they took the battle from him to continue his job. But unfortunately, Gehazi, that was meant to inherit all what Elisha and Elijah did, he missed it on the platter of gold. I pray in the name of Jesus, your children will not miss their destiny in the name of Jesus. You are going to pay this next one for yourself. Say any power that does not want me to live long, to enjoy the blessings of my children. There is somebody that needs to cry that prayer. Say any power that does not want me to live long, to enjoy the blessings of my children. You are a liar. Nobody will replace me. Why my children are doing good things? Open your mouth and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, your children will make it. In the name of Jesus, they will not marry their enemies. In the name of Jesus, you will see them do good things. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for somebody here. Any power that want to punish you because through your children, I don't know who you are. The power that want to punish you through your children. One year, feel Baba, hello, Timba, do I feel it? If you are a little bit of a feeling, I will never come to go over, you know, what doing. No, no, Jesus Christ is in Nazareth. By the power in the name of Jesus, any agenda of darkness over any member of your children, in the name of Jesus, it shall burn fire. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Now I use the same anointing to pray for everyone here tonight that is believing God for the fruit of the womb. And saying that we people have been praying for children. When will they pray for my own? I decree to the name of Jesus. Because you have this light tonight, God will wipe away your tears. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sooner than expected, people shall gather to celebrate you too. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. He said, okay, your own is doing better. At least you are married and there's a husband. There's the likelihood of being a children. Me, I'm still single. I pray for you tonight. In the name that is above everybody. A miracle that your life has been waiting for. If your heaven is loud, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the Lord of our testimony. I pray for somebody here. Before 31st of December, you will testify to the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Let's open our Bible quickly. Today, being the last prayer line for the month of October. Glory be to the Lord for how far you have brought us. Amen. I want to share something with us quickly on what I titled, Oh Lord, Take Me Out of This Valley. Oh Lord, what? Take me out of this valley. I want everybody to listen to this very, very simple. Many people are passing through what they cannot even understand. They are going through things that is so difficult for people to see. People are going through what they are like, wow, what is going on in my life? This day, today, the 29th day of October 2020, I don't know the valley that the enemy has planted you. that you are crying, but nobody seems to understand why you are crying. I decree today, God will take you out of the valley in the name of Jesus. It will take you out. 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 In the name of Jesus. So, oh Lord, that is going to be our prayer point when we finish this message. Very short. No direction. Amen. A valley is a lowland between two mountains. God wants you and I to stand on the mountain and enjoy ourselves. But there are some powers that have pushed many into different categories of valley. Psalm 23 verse 1, verse 4. It says, yo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So the first valley I want to decree tonight is the valley of the shadow of death. Some people are in the hospital as we speak now. Some are in the intensive care unit as we speak now. Some are really trying to resuscitate some people as we speak now. Some are carrying kind of sickness that people saw them with good glow, but inside them there is battle going on. It's called walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Thank God you are not standing in the valley. You are just walking through it. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, God will take you out of that valley in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 36, I'm not going to go to the story. It's quite a long story. It was a time when somebody told Jeremiah, they put him in a pit. And when they put him in a pit, and they were like, oh, Jeremiah is already in the pit. Said, how can you put a prophet? A whole prophet. Many of us, the way we talk to a prophet, we don't understand. I've told you before, when any prophet has done something wrong, just hand them over to God. Let God be the judge of them. But this man made a terrible mistake. He put his man. He put the prophet inside the cage. And at the end of the day, the prophet had to release a word, and that was the end of his story. He entered a valley. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to show you some valley star. Number one, valley of sickness. Valley of sickness. The Bible talks about the Peter's mother-in-law. She was very sick. But in that valley, God did something miraculous. He said, but he was wounded for a transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripe of Jesus we are healed. I don't know whoever is under the sound of my voice that is inside that valley. Inside that valley of diabetes. Inside that valley of cancer. Inside the valley of all kinds of sickness. The Bible says he has given us a name that is above every other name. And the mention of that name, I don't need to write the name down. All what I need, according to Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, is to mention the name. He said, at the mention of that name, it doesn't matter what they call the valley. He said, at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I decree today, in the name that is above every other name, anyone passing through one valley or the other, in the name of Jesus, I set you free by the name of Jesus. I said the stripe of Jesus will heal you. You shall be healed. You shall be healed. You shall be healed. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripe of Jesus, we are all healed. I see all of us, including myself, my children, my family, we are all healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Again, some people are in the valley of weeping. They are just crying because of what they are passing through. Thank God we are not into, we are just passing through. It's a passage. They are weeping. People are looking at them now. Why are you shedding tears? They don't understand. I remember years ago, my wife and I were in a serious trouble with all this immigration problem. And on the road one day, my wife was going on the road. She was normal. But on her face like this, she was shedding serious tears. So they said that she doesn't even know she was crying. A man, I said, oh, auntie, what's wrong? Why are you so crying like this? I said, you don't understand. He said, as a result of this home office, he said, home office, don't worry, it shall be well. And it was well. I pray for somebody here, believing God for their paper in this nation, or anywhere in your world. In the name of Jesus, God will wipe away your tears. In the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 to 6, that is the story when David, and they took all his wife, all his children, they bought everything. And if you look at verse 4, the Bible says, David and the people who were with him, they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. You know what I was telling you? Crying does not solve a problem. Rather, it had sickness to your problem. David wept, a old king. He ate with the people that were around him, and until they had no more power to weep. But at the end of the day, what did he say? David stood up. Aram and Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the camel, they were all taken away. And what did he do? David was greatly distressed. David had cried. He was distressed. For the people are now planning to stone David. But what did happen? Because of the soul of greed. Are you here tonight? You have been crying over an issue. God is about to step into your case tonight. David cried and cried and cried until he had no more power to weep. I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever is making you cry, we soon turn to good news in the name of Jesus. He said he was distressed. For the people, verses, they were planning to stone him because the soul of the people were grieved, every man to his sons and daughter. But David did what I want you and I to do. David encouraged himself in the Lord. He strengthened himself. The good news after weeping is that God, Psalm 30 verse 5, he said the anger of God is for a moment. His favor is for a night. But weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I decree tonight, I don't know how many times you have been weeping. I don't know how many days you have been weeping. I pray for you tonight. Your joy has finally come. In the mighty name of Jesus. So those who are in the valley of weeping, you need to wipe away your tears. Why? Because joy is coming. After every tunnel, there is always light. When darkness is there all over the world, all over the place, as soon as light comes, I did that still disappear. I pray you shall not weep again in the name of Jesus. So people are in the valley of disappointment. Valley of disappointment. What kind of valley is this? If you look at the story of Joseph very well, I'm not going to read it because of my time. Joseph to interpret a dream for Jim Butler. And he told the mother, remember me when you get to the palace. So that you can tell Pharaoh to get me out of this place, out of the place. He did not do anything. But when the chief doctor got to the palace, maybe he was eating very fat pandemic, he was enjoying himself. He forgot about this man. Until when God delivered a dream to the mother, the king that could not remember, and he said, hey, I remember my photo. It was that day. He was disappointed. If I even mention, he said, blot me, remember me when it's already well with you. Are you here tonight? People have let you down. People have disappointed you. People have injured you. People have hurt you. They have disappointed you several ways. I'm telling you today, God will remember you for good. In the name of Jesus. The good news is that in that same passage, in verse 41, one day, when God remembered Joseph, he landed in the palace. The Bible said the Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. They shaved him, changed his clothes, and he came to Pharaoh. Amen. Amen. The garment we are passing through, the garment of shame, the garment of disappointment, I command the garment to catch fire tonight in the name of Jesus. So if you are here tonight, valley of disappointment, I'll say, listen to me. Focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Now, another people again say, valley of loneliness. They are lonely. Pastor, you don't understand. Yeah, I understand. You are lonely. There was a man in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 verse 1. He's called Mephibosheth. This man was forgotten. He was the grandson of Saul. He was the son of Jonathan. But because Jonathan and David, they were very close when he was alive, and lo and behold, when David woke up one day, he said, is there no man in the house of Saul that may show kindness to me? And they now remember the man that been in Lodebar. Lodebar is a deserted place. He said, he has a grandson, the son of Jonathan is called Mephibosheth. And that day, God opened the book and remembered that guy. I decree today, by the power and the name of Jesus, your book of remembrance shall be opened tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, is there still no one left in the house of Saul that I want to show kindness to him? You are here tonight. Your father has done something good. Your grandmother has done something good. Your great grandmother has done something good. And yet, nobody is paying you, but you are suffering. You are lonely. And the good news tonight is that God is about to step into your case. Isaiah 41 verse 10. He said, fear not, for I am with you. Others may forget you, but I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, number one. I will help you, number two. I will uphold you, number three, with my hands of righteousness. Are you here tonight? You are in the valley of loneliness. In the name of Jesus, God will strengthen you tonight. He will take you out of that valley. In the name of Jesus, you are here today. Another valley is the valley of lack. They had nothing. Lack of nothing. No job, nothing. You try this, you try that, nothing is working. It's a valley. But today I believe strongly somebody is coming out of this valley. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, Matthew says, I'm not going to go to that passage. That is the passage when Peter, he sailed all night, he caught nothing. There was no single fish. But he did something that I want you and I to do tonight. He had an encounter with Jesus. After he had sailed all night, he caught nothing. He lacked all fishes. I don't know why you're going to face the wife. You know, you can't tell about that, but I'm sorry, there's no fish to do. I just pity the man. But thank God that before he got home, he encountered Jesus. If you can encounter Jesus tonight, my brother, my sister, you will see that he will take you from nothing to something. He will take you from the lowest minimum to the mountaintop in the name of Jesus. The good news tonight is that if you are in the valley of lack, I say congratulations to you. Because number one, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I declare, in the name of Jesus, you shall not want. I say you shall not want. I say you shall not want. I say you shall not want. You will not bear to it. The Bible says, I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his generation beg for bread. Your generation will not beg to eat. In the name of Jesus, he said what? And my God shall supply all your needs. Not one, not two, not three, not ten. He said all your needs according to the riches in glory. That was a letter that Paul wrote to the physician, Philippians. They sent money to him, they blessed him, they did all to him for his ministry, and he said to them, I did not ask for this thing, yet you are giving me. He now said, my God, I pray for somebody here. A miracle that you have did not bargain for shall locate you in the name of Jesus. My God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory. You are here tonight again. Some are in the valley of mockery or reproach. Mockery or reproach. But the good news is that instead of shame, you shall receive double honor. Ha. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. He said, therefore, in their land, they shall possess double, everlasting joy. Joy that knows no end shall be your portion. I decree today, because you are connected to the last day in the month of October, in the prayer line, everlasting joy shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. So you are in the valley of unnecessary delay. You don't know what is keeping you out. You want to do this, you couldn't do it. It's a valley. You want to try this, it's not working. It's a valley. Go to school, spend more years than ever before. Everybody, it's a valley. But tonight, the good news is God will take you out of that valley. He said, the Lord spoke to them in Horeb. He said, you have dwelt too long on this mountain. He now make a command. Turn and take a journey. Somebody here, you will turn from that mountain of delay. You will turn from that mountain. You will take your journey to your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Any arrow of delay, delay in marriage, delay in conception, delay in fulfilling destiny, delay in getting a good job, today that arrow shall go back to center in the name of Jesus. Why are we doing that? Because you will turn and take your journey into another place. Above all, the good news tonight is that there's somebody here, you are getting out of that valley. I don't know the valley you are. It might be the valley of difficulty. This pastor did not even mention my own valley. It might be the valley of failure, valley of difficulty, valley of embarrassment, valley of disappointment, sudden death, valley of sorrow, valley of lack. No matter what the valley is, the good news is I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined himself for me. He heard my cry. He now said, he has brought me out of the horrible pit. I don't know the pit that somebody is in tonight. Before we share the grace tonight, God will bring you out of that pit in the name of Jesus. He said, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon the rock. He established myself. He must say something that I love so much. He said, then he put a new song, not the one they have sung before, not the one they have composed before. He put a new song in your mouth. Ah, there is somebody that will use that mouth to say amen tonight. Before the year runs out, in the name of Jesus, you will sing your own new song. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will sing your own new song. You might be saying, well, I'm not a man that sings when praise and worship. I'm not a fellow that sings praise. But let me tell you one thing. Anna, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, she could not believe she could compose a song. But one day, when God took away her reproach, when she moved out of valley of delay into the mountaintop, she sang a song. There is none only as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there anyone that's the Lord. There is none only a, she could not believe she could sing before. But when Samuel appeared in her life, she sang a song. I decree to somebody here, before 31st of December 2020, you will sing your own new song. You will sing your new song. You will sing your new song. You will sing your new song. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, he said, praise to our God, number one. He now said the song that somebody that Shagun is going to sing. He said, many will see it. And because of Shagun, they will fear the Lord. Put your name there. And they will trust in the Lord. I decree that will be your portion. In Jesus' name we pray. Ah, I am tired of the valley. I need to get to the mountain top. That is the prayer of God. Are you ready to pray? All this time is gone. Thank you, Jesus. So if you are here tonight, if you are not connected to Jesus, I beg you, there's no point in praying to take you out of valley. You need to get yourself surrendered to Lord. And when you do that, and you're not telling that God, he said, let this be where I hate this valley. I need to get out of this place. You will not see that God, in his infinite mercy, will do what he wants to do. So if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, or you've done it before and you've backslided, just lay your hands on your chest and say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner. I've let you down several places. I've disappointed you. I've backslided on several locations. I've come back to you tonight with a sincere heart. Please accept me. Oh Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Write my name in the book of life. Start a new page in my life. I say bye-bye to sin. I say bye-bye to Satan. I have made up my mind that I will serve a living God for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for those who have given their life to Christ. You are the one that has brought them. Please preserve them. In the name of Jesus. He said, nobody comes except to draw. You have drawn them. Please preserve their lives and let your name be glorified. So that on the last day, we shall all reign together with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Two prayer points, then we'll wrap up tonight. So if you are here tonight, lift up your voice with holy anger. Especially if you are in one of these mountains. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I am overdue for a change of story. Take me out of this mountain to the valley. In the name of Jesus, Father, take me out of this valley. I need to arrive at the mountain. Open your mouth and pray. Father, please, oh Lord, tonight is my night. Take me out, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, on the mountain of delay, on the valley of delay, valley of disappointment, valley of lack. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, take me out tonight. Valley of sickness. Open your mouth and pray. Father, take me out tonight. Valley of mockery. There are people who are putting me to, they want to laugh me to school. Father, please take me out. Oh, do want take me out. I take me out. Father, take me out. Father, take me out. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. I don't know the kind of valley you are. But I am a confident in the Lord with this prayer that I'm about to pray. Ha. You are going to chant this all loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. No matter what I'm facing now, I shall laugh last. Don't put your mouth up in the prayer. Oh, no, I will laugh last. Over my career, I shall laugh last. Over my marriage, I will laugh last. Over my family, I will laugh last. Open your water, pay. Ah, Makasata Baba. Reso televos. Open your water, pay. Father, I will laugh last. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you all the glory. We appreciate you because we are the God that is more than enough. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit everybody, including myself and my family, to your hand tonight. That we have played our part that you have commanded us to pray. And you are a covenant-keeping God. Whatever you say you will do, you will surely do it. For everyone here tonight, we know, and we don't know ourselves, but we have different needs. Ah, Oluwa, in the name that is above every other name, before this month expire, meet us at the point of our needs, in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, that's your Oluwa. Father, put smile on our face. Terminate, take us out of the valley. And we believe so, you are already out of the valley. Let us begin to see the manifestation of this prayer. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. As our children are going back to school next week, your presence will go with them. No coronavirus will attack them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Nigeria. Peace shall reign. In the mighty name of Jesus, whoever you need to approve, the Lord, you have our permission tonight. Approve them to restore the country. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, please, on Saturday, we have women conference. Women conference. Self team is self-discovery. 4 to 6 on the same platform here like this. I want to enlighten the women. It's a prayer session and it's a lecture with a question and answer. So if you have a chance, 4 p.m. UK time to 6 p.m. connect to this conference and I'm sure your life will never remain the same. As you do so, it shall be well with you. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell with us, the Lord, forever and ever. Amen. If you need any information about the women conference, please contact me on my number, and I'll be able to delight you. It's going to be a powerful event, and I'm sure God will do what he wants to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 7 thunders, hallelujah, I want to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.